Longview 150 Stories, a partnership project between the City of Longview and Longview Public Library, showcasing 150 distinct stories designed to reveal Longview's history during the sesquicentennial celebration. Sprinkled among the daily podcasts are personal stories, large-scale history, and interesting tidbits about the life and fabric of this dynamic community. Today we're visiting with Zach Methvin, a descendant of our founding father, as he talks about taking his son to the Gregg County Historical Museum and introducing his son to his own story.
This has been, this is 19. So this would have been probably around 2010 or 2011-ish, I guess. So I have one biological son, a male, who carries the name. And he would have been about 10 years old that time. So this one Saturday morning, we were sitting around the house, and I told him, I said, his name's Matthew. I said, Matthew, let's go down to the museum. I want you to see where you come from. I want you to understand your heritage as the next generation in relation to Longview. And well, you know, he's one of these modern-day kids that, you know, hey, I don't care. Just give me a laptop and an iPad and a cell phone, and I'm the world. I'm on top of the world type thing. But anyway, I took him down there, and we walked in the door, and that particular Saturday there was an elderly woman working at the front desk, and there were two elderly gentlemen sitting behind her at a little table there in the little booth where you sign in. And I didn't say anything. I just, my son was at my side. We walked in, walked up there, and I paid him, I think it like $5 a person or something. I don't recall exactly. And so she said, oh, you know, welcome to the museum. You went through her routine, you know. And she said, if you don't mind, would you please sign our guest book here? So I said, sure, not a problem. So I took the pen and I wrote my name, Zach Methvin. And I slid the book, looked back closer to her, and I looked up at her, and it was hilarious. It was the funniest thing, one of the funniest things I guess I've ever seen in my life. And my son, even he was aware of it. But we looked up at her, and she literally looked like she saw a ghost. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. Her eyes were as big as quarters, half dollars, and she looked at the guest book. And she said, Methvin? I said, yes, ma'am. That's my last name. And she said, are you related to the Methvins that founded Longview? I said, yes, ma'am. That's my distant uncle. And she's still pointing at the... And we left. And she just could not... It just wasn't registering. Her eyes were telling her she was seeing it, but her mind, it just wasn't... She just couldn't... So she turned around to the two gentlemen who were sitting behind her, and she called them by, I don't recall their names, but she called them by name, and she said, oh my gosh, you know, y'all got to look at this. Get up, stand up, look at this. So she made both of them stand up and read what I had signed on this guest book. And I didn't want to be, I didn't want to get the wrong impression or anything, so I kept my composure. I didn't laugh, but inside, me and my son both were rolling on the floor, just strictly from the look on her face. It was the most funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. And so she, after she finally, it sunk in that I was a descendant of O.H. Methvin, she come around out of the booth, grabbed me by the arm, or interlaced her arm in mine, and started walking me over to they got an open book there, with some pictures of Longview back in the day, you know, and all this stuff. And just was going through, look here. Oh, have you seen this picture before? Look at this picture. Oh, let me show you. I mean, she was just almost hysterical that one of the descendants of this city was standing there with her looking at these items.